It's time to pull those belts tight, race fans. The front stretch is coming at you, presented by Joe's Karting and Council Bluffs. Now, here's Dan Taylor and Dirk Houston.
Welcome to the Front Stretch, race fans, presented by Joe's Karting and Council Bluffs, online at joeskarting.com. Fast-paced, white-knuckle racing just across the river on 23rd Avenue. Get over to Joe's Karting today. Do yourself right with a little indoor kart racing. Do I have that speaker turned up just a little too loud? I think I caught her off guard. Some fans walking by at the World of Wheels. What's that? Shaley says it's perfect, so I'm going to go with that. A lot of great fans walking around, a lot of great racers and race fans at the World of Wheels car show. And we got a big sponsor for us for all of our World of Wheels interviews.
Yeah, it's time for another Don's Auto Repair interview. Don's Auto Repair is located at 125 East 1st Street in downtown Papillion. You can call them at 402-331-0897. The mechanics at Don's Auto Repair service air conditioning, brakes, check engine lights, exhaust systems, oil changes, timing chains, water pumps, and most types of general repair and service. Let Don's Auto Repair take care of your vehicles. Again, Don's Auto is located at 125 East 1st Street in downtown Papillion, 402-331-0897. And they are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
And again, big thanks to those guys for doing all of our interviews down at the World of Wheels car show. Joining us now, it's crazy enough to be a dirt track racer or a drag racer. It takes a little extra special something to be a figure eight racer.
Absolutely.
And apparently, Brian, you weren't dropped on your head just once, but probably twice or three times when you were a kid?
Well, no, I actually grew up in it.
So, dropped on your head multiple times.
No comment. No,
I've watched at least one out at Crawford County Speedway.
Yep.
And I have no idea how you guys do it.
Well, takes a lot of guts.
Yeah. By the way, Brian Stennert joining us of NE Figure 8 Racing. Is it a touring?
It's a, we go all over Nebraska to the different county fairs. NE Figure 8 got started in 2008 by one of, now he's a sport mod driver, Theron Allman, and Dan Bosch.
Theron started it?
Yes.
Really? Of all the times him and I have chatted, I had no idea he started it.
He used to race both classes, stock class that I drive in, and now... Mm-hmm. He did open. His last one was open, and then he stopped for a while.
Yeah, I knew he raced, and I know he called a couple of the races for the tour for the series. But I guess I didn't know that he started it. But shows you how much I pay attention to things. But so him and a couple other guys got it started.
Yes.
And it's is it a sanctioning body of paying out points, or is it just kind of you kind of? I guess, is it more like the Malvern Bank Series or more like the Good Old Time Racing Association?
Well, I couldn't even tell you either one.
Okay.
We do a point series from July to middle of August.
Yeah.
And we run all the different county fairs in Nebraska. We have ventured over into Iowa. We don't pay out for points, but we get points trophies at the end of the year.
Okay.
The county fairs is usually what brings in the money for us to be able to win.
Yeah.
They put the purse out, is what it amounts to.
Yes.
Got it. I sat there and tried to call a race, but I was in such awe of how you have to time it so that you don't hit the car. Are you the one lifting or are you accelerating? You know, that communication, I suppose, is a difficult thing to get right.
Well, a lot of us have been racing with each other for years. With me growing up in it, it's became second nature to me. My father started it because he started in demos and then he went into the figure eights. But I've been hit a couple times in the intersection. My last one, it nearly totaled my car. My throttle stuck wide open in Wahoo, Nebraska when I hit the leader, and before that, me and him were battling for first and second in a heat race.
Mm-hmm.
It just amounts to wrong time, wrong place, right time, right place, pretty
right.
much.
Now, figure eight racing, you just got one person controlling the car, right? It's not
Correct.
Like a cruiser?
Nope. We have had several guys put passenger seats in our cars, and my car setup is just like a regular hobby stock, regular stock car. I just have bracing underneath my body.
Well, because he was talking, you know, he was making it sound like you guys were running, you know, like a cruiser-type car where one guy's running the gas pedal and the other guy's running the steering and the brakes.
Nope.
But that's just one guy in the car, one driver.
Yep. There, like I said, that we have some of us have passengers in our car. We just brace up that door, obviously, like the driver's door.
But they're just riding around for something to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not operating the vehicle.
Basically, what a lot of people have said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Some people that don't have the money, we put them in our cars that we've all built already. We just started a new class 2-3 years ago. It's the compacts, and they have done it. They have done it as well. Basically, for a compact, you just build a compact derby car and go race it. And then at the end of the night, if there's a sometimes we have demo derbies after the races. You can actually enter that compact in the compact demo derby, the 90s and newer.
Now,
so if you didn't break your car enough during the race, you could definitely do it in the demo derby afterwards.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys actually running on the full track, or are you running a figure eight, like, just on the front straightaway that I've seen?
Yeah, we just run on, basically, for, like, when we come to Eagle this year, May 4th, basically, it's going to be right on the front stretch. They're going to put two, like, combine tires out there, and that's how we go around it.
And I've been to one actual figure eight race on asphalt at Colorado National, probably 30 years ago. And the guys came out of turn one, like, backwards, then across the track to turn three, then like through three and four normal, then across the track towards turn two, and then backwards mm-hmm. through one and two. Is that same?
Yeah, basically, is exactly the exact same, but think of it tighter as
right.
two combine tires. And we're somewhat like the open class that I don't even run in. They will sometimes back their cars, enter the back end of their car in first just to catch traction at the peak of the turn. To launch themselves out.
Okay.
And you kind of talked about a little bit too. You guys are going to be at Eagle on May
4th.
May 4th. So that's your guys' operation?
Yeah. Theron Allman, I've heard, is helping set it up. I've been trying multiple times to get us out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's one and done. They're going to have six open, six stock. Hopefully I'm one of them. I don't know even yet. I've even tried to persuade my way to get to be the 13th one. Just go out there to have fun. There's no way I'm in it for the money. I'm in it because I grew up in it. I've loved the sport. It's been going on since probably 1994.
So true sense of hobby for you.
Oh, yeah. It's basically, instead of doing drugs, that's my addiction.
Yeah. What's the old saying?
Get your kid a race car and. Does anyone have money for drugs?
Yeah, they won't have any money for the drugs.
Right.
Now, when you're at the county fairs,
mm-hmm.
do you normally run in conjunction with a demo derby?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't.
Okay.
It depends. Some of the county fairs don't even have demo derbies after the races. They just have the figure eight races, and the day before or the day after, they'll have their big demo derby.
Okay.
It just depends on how the fair acts with it. Like, Saline County Fair, they started out with the demo derby. That's in Crete, Nebraska. That's actually my home track, 8 miles from me. They started out with the demo derby. They progressed into the figure eights. Then they went back to the demo derby, and now they do figure eight, and then they do a one-and-done demo derby at the end of the races. We get a pretty good turnout with all that. Probably 30 or some cars all together. So it's
nice.
Yeah, we get a good turnout with it. It's to the point where nowadays you can't really find a car for $500 anymore.
Yeah.
Like my car, I got fortunate and I bought mine off my buddy for $750 and I've turned it into a $3,500 car.
Wow.
So we just progress with our cars. Some of us have built 3-4 different cars. I'm still on my first one.
Any specific rules? Rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
Yes. There's lots of – so with stock class, you have to have a stock car. GM to GM, Ford to Ford, Mopar to Mopar. You can put the 4.9 inch in the back end. It's just, if you go to anyfigure8.com, there's a whole breakdown of rules. We even just had our last rule meeting. All the drivers vote on the rules. So that way, well, say somebody comes in and says, oh, I didn't vote on that. Well, tough crap. You are agreeing to it because you have built your car to our rules. Mm-hmm. We get guys out of Iowa coming in. Weeping Water, Nebraska, which is Cass County Fairgrounds, they have their race out there, and we bring in a lot of Iowa cars just on that race and Wahoo, Nebraska's race. Iowa is more fit. It has more of a, how should I say, they're more in the different generation of figure eight racing. They're light years ahead of us in Nebraska here. Figure eight has become a big sport now. Even Kansas has started. Missouri has started. It's progressing a lot because of Nebraska and Iowa, I'd say.
I've got a 04 Buick that's probably getting close to seeing some kind of that action, but it's front-wheel drive. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, a front-wheel drive, six-cylinder, four-cylinder, it can run. As long as it's, like, not supercharged or any power adders tuned, it can run in the compact class.
It's 200,000 miles. It's not going to take much power adder to blow it up.
So. Yeah. There's cars that have ran a whole year on it, and it's just literally last year a compact car had a A shape to his back wheels at the end of the year. He just never changed it out. He just bent the axle completely in, and then I'm sure he's rebuilding it right now as we speak, to be honest with you. He lives 25 miles away from me up in Seward, Nebraska.
Is there a Facebook page?
Yes, it's Any Figure Eight on Facebook.
Okay. I think – and it's a group. It's not a
– Nope. That's just us drivers. Okay. If you type in just Any Figure Eight,
yeah,
it'll be right there on there.
Talk to me about the format for the night. Is it very similar to other dirt track racing where there's heat races and then the feature, or is it a different format in ways?
Yeah, instead of saying B features, we say consies.
Okay.
We go from literally it's slow, medium fast, medium slow to fast. It's basically a $400 car to a $35,000 to $10,000 car, then up to $25,000 open cars. We do stock class, like I said, compacts, then stock class, and open class, and it's heat features or heat consies and features. It's sometimes we'll have three to four consies in there. Some of the tracks have a 10 o'clock shut off, and they're starting at 7. So we have to squeeze all that, even in rollovers. We have rollovers. There's sometimes we let the rollovers keep on running.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tech them right there on the track sometimes. Last year, I was actually helping officiate last year because I did a boo-boo on my motor. And I helped one of the guys officiate, and we had a roller, and we teched him right there on the track. Unfortunately, he couldn't run, and he was the leader. He hit a rut and rolled himself. And he did that twice, once in Crete, Nebraska, and then York, Nebraska. And
learn his lesson the first time.
Basically, we give him crap because every time he's rolled his new car, it's been when he was leading the feature.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
And he's one of my good friends. I couldn't even tell you what he's been thinking. Every time he told me, he just keeps on going, "Wee," every time inside of it. He goes, it acts like slow motion in there. And I'm like, I'm sure it does. It's one, a lot of us grew up around it, like I said. Yeah. Like I said, we do heats, consies, and features. Consies are like your B features out of Eagle Raceway.
Have you guys put together a full complete schedule yet, or is it still kind of in works?
We start our season out right now in Geneva, Nebraska. A big race is Wahoo, Nebraska.
When's that Geneva race?
Geneva is right after 4th of July, July 5th.
Okay.
Wahoo is a big race. There's a lot of money on the line usually there. Mm-hmm. my class, the stock class, $1,100 to pay out first place.
Wow.
So it, yeah, it gets some good prize money going on there. We have a champ. We just brought on our championship race back on this year in Aurora, Nebraska. They've been gone for, I would say, 3 years now, and they went to just doing demo derbies, and now they're doing. They brought the, thanks to the Bergmark Auctioneering crew, they brought the championship race back on August 17th. So.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to racing there. I've never raced there. We have a new race, South Sioux City, Iowa, Dakota Thurston County Fair. And that's beginning of August. I think August 2nd, a Friday.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're still popping off races left and right still. We're still waiting on a couple. But, yeah, my first race is hopefully Eagle Raceway, but – if that don't happen, I'm pulling out to Missouri Valley, Iowa on May 11th.
You got to make Eagle happen.
I hope so. Maybe you can help him.
Do you know who I am?
You're the announcer for Eagle.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't have any pull. Nothing. Roger looks at me and goes, just get back in the booth. What are you doing out of your hole? You'd kind of mentioned earlier that it's going to be 6 and 6. Mm-hmm. So there are only 12 drivers allowed to race the race, or is it going to be a race? They're going to be constellations to get in to the final race, which will then be limited to 6 cars.
No, they're actually doing a 6 and 6, 6 open, 6 stock.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they aren't letting the compacts, I don't think, run, is what I've been told. But I'm hoping with my stock class car, it's literally about ready to go after my bad wreck. It was actually ready to go last year until I grenaded the motor right on the trailer.
What are you doing?
Sonic tune-up.
No. Normally it's a dummy.
Yeah.
The dumb membrane's going on in your head. I accidentally left it, the motor, uncovered during a bad storm. Well, actually, I shouldn't say I did. The wind blew the tarp off my motor, and I looked at the oil breathers. They were wet, and I was like, pulled the valve cover real quick, and I was like, okay, there's no milky substance in the top. Well, pulled the dipstick. Dipstick still had good oil on it. I didn't clean it off. And
retest it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fired it up in Crete, and it started push rod. Snapped in half.
Mm.
I'm like, great, that's awesome. So now I rebuilt the motor and everything. Because once water gets down in there and you ran it a few times with water in the oil, it's pretty much on its way out.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't break a push rod because you had water in the oil. You broke a push rod because you had water in the cylinder.
Yeah, pretty much. It basically cost me a whole another block is what happened.
Well, yeah, it's tough to compress at 8 to 1 when it's something solid.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that with air. You can't do that with water.
Exactly.
That's where the term hydraulic comes from.
Yep. I really screwed it up on that one, but
lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. $200 lesson learned. Went to go buy another block on Nebraska City for $200. I was like, that's a score. I'm taking that one.
Yeah, definitely. NE figure number 8, letter N, on Facebook, and I believe also .com is your guys' website.
Yep.
If somebody wants to get involved, one of those two places is a good way to reach out to you and get their car built.
Anyfigure8.com, we always post the rules on there. Once you get, say, one race in, and President Mike Wise knows you already or whatever, he'll add you on the Anyfigure8 drivers group. It's a private group on Facebook that we discuss rules and points and all that stuff. Like last year, that driver's group came in handy when we didn't trust the lap counters. None of us trusted the lap counters. And we went in and a lot of us started just rewatching one open class race. It took me, I even went in there, and it took me 3 hours to get everybody done on lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, so it really went that way. And then we also had a screw up with the stock class too. One of the guys that came out of Iowa was battling for the lead with a Nebraska driver, and where they were supposed to throw the checkered flag, they didn't throw it. They made them run 5 more laps, and the Iowa guy, I understand why he got mad. He got mad about it because the Nebraska, he said he passed the Nebraska guy, which he did. Mm-hmm. But at when the end of the laps, 20 laps, we counted it on video, watched them, and we figured out who actually won.
So the Nebraska guy actually won. The Iowa guy won in overtime, which shouldn't
basically
happen. Got it. All right.
But yeah, just like even on my I even help out guys on Facebook too. I've had several guys come over talking to me about it. You can look me up on Senate Racing on Facebook. I got a bunch of live videos on there as well.
Yeah.
So it's a great place. We have a figure eight. We have a lot of our figure eight races features on YouTube as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Wise Guys Media.
Okay.
Mike White, it's actually Mike Wise's Facebook. He does all the videoing and everything. It's a great group. I love the group. Yeah, we all butt heads once in a while, but who doesn't?
When you're passionate.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, appreciate you swinging by and talking a little figure eight with us. Make sure to thank some of those great sponsors to help the operation.
Well, we got Bergmark Auctioneering, Kovar Ag, Kojak Farms. There's a lot of them. Even I got personal ones as well. My personal ones are Barley Specialties out of Dorchester, Nebraska. Eastside Bar and Grill out of Dorchester, Nebraska. Finish Service out of Valparaiso, Nebraska. And David City, Nebraska. I just added a new one. I can't even remember which one it was.
You got to remember.
It's my cousin.
Oh, then never mind.
Oh, Billy Bob?
Basically, yeah. That's what I call him a lot.
Billy Bob's towing a garage.
Yeah, right. I even have a sponsor with Amsoil.
Yeah.
And they help out a lot with my stuff. I was suffering from brake fading, and they pointed me out and put me right in the position I needed to. So it's a big thing that we got going on. I have even Dill Welding with me. He has helped me out. He's one of my good friends, and he's came over to my house and actually has rebuilt my car in one night.
Wow.
So he is a pipeline welder out, and right now he's working out in North Platte, so he can't help me really much. But when he's back here, he helps me out as much as possible.
That's awesome.
He builds a lot of my stuff. It's a great – my relationships with all my sponsors are awesome.
Awesome.
I love my sponsors 100%. Mm-hmm. I would never trade them for a world.
Look, if he could help you and rebuild your car in one night, I'd put my car in the trailer and take it to North Platte.
Right?
Well, the question is, did he rebuild it right?
Yeah, he –
yeah. Because I can do a lot of stuff in one night.
Yeah.
Can't do a lot of stuff right in one night.
He's literally rebuilt my entire front end in one night. He's rebuilt my all back end in one night. Like I said, I got into a bad act my first feature out. I got into a bad one. Back into my car, lifted up, and it put me on two wheels, and I thought everything was done in a haywire. It bent a quarter-inch plate how hard I got hit.
Wow.
I just like a lot of the open track guys, I have a full containment seat in my car. I have a Hans device. There's a lot of guys in figure eight that don't wear anything, and they've seen how hard I got hit, and I come out nothing hurting at all.
That's a recipe for disaster. Safety has got to be the utmost importance.
Oh yeah, we nowadays I think we're leaning more towards the racing seats. There's a lot of us.
I was just gonna say they let you put on a good racing seat.
Oh yeah, I told my mom when I came back to figure eight racing a couple of years ago when I stopped because I got hurt in a wreck in my personal vehicle. I told my mom I'm putting a $500 containment seat in it from Kirky. I went right to Speedway Motors, Joe's Karting, excuse me, and got it from Buddy Ray over there at Joe's mm-hmm. Karting. And my God, I love that thing. There's times that I get done trucking with the co-ops. And I'm sitting there and staging, just snoring. my mom has literally has came up and hit my car door just to wake my butt up.
Wow. We've been talking with Brian Stennert of Any Figure Eight N, or Figure Eightin.
Any Figure Eightin.
Yeah.
Association for Nebraska Figure Eight Racing. We're trying to get our new people in there. So if you got anybody here at World of Wheels wants to come out and build a car or even find me on Facebook. Dan Taylor knows who I am. He can find me, help you find me on Facebook. I'll help anybody out as long as you don't. Yeah. we'll keep that PG.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. The YouTube algorithm thanks you for doing that too. All right, Brian, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Good luck this season.
All righty. Thank you, Dan Taylor.
We are going to take a break. We'll be right back in turn number two.
Hey, look at that. You're sitting on your couch playing Halo, Madden, or NASCAR while your friends are at Joe's Karting. Each lap is an adrenaline-filled, heart-pumping, white-knuckle experience that you can only get at the Metro's largest indoor karting track. Eco-friendly Honda engines rip you around their professionally designed road course at breakneck speeds. Can you reach the 14-second lap bracket? There's only one way to find out. Put the controller down and get to Joe's Karting, 23rd Avenue in Council Bluffs next to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube in Council Bluffs continues to offer the best wings, burgers, and steaks 7 days a week, along with great daily specials. Mondays are Kids Night, where kids eat for just 99 cents with the purchase of an adult entree. Tuesdays is All You Can Eat Wings Night for just $17. Enjoy a half rack of baby back ribs for just $13.50 on Wednesdays, and you choose on Thursdays for just $12. You can pick between 15 fried shrimp, a pickup cheeseburger, 15 breaded wings, or 6 boneless wings. Check out Quaker Steak and Lube in Council Bluffs on Facebook for all their daily specials.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
We're hooked up in turn two and still showing the green flag on the front stretch.
Welcome back to the front stretch. Rolling into turn number two, presented by Quaker Steak and Lube and Council Bluffs. 23rd Avenue. Well, I guess that's the Joe's Karting read. Over in the same area, though. You get over to Joe's Karting over by AMC 17, and there's a new RV dealership over there. You're not going to miss Quaker Steak and Lube. Looking like we're going to see some decent weather this evening. A little bit chillier. Looks like 66. I don't think we'll probably see too many classic cars out there. Next week's looking beautiful. Hopefully that rain, slight chance of rain moves out, but looks like about 80 for a high. So next week's classic car cruising kickoff should be in full swing and should be all set to go. So hopefully that happens. But get over to Quaker Steak and Lube 7 days a week. Great food, great sights, great smells. All the greatness over at Quaker Steak and Lube. Big thanks to Brian Stennert of the Any Figure Eight Racing for joining us in turn number one. Turn number two, we're going to cover a couple of headlines. Not a lot to talk about. Get you set for the weekend of racing to come, both locally and nationally. And that should do it for today's show. So let's kick off with the headlines. NASCAR announced some new nominees for the NASCAR Hall of Fame, class of 2025. The reason why I wanted to bring this up was because Dr. Dean Sicking is up for nomination. If you don't remember Dr. Dean Sicking, he is actually the very first interview that I did as a part of the front stretch, coming back to, I think it was 2011 when we came back from our off-season break and getting ready for Daytona. And we sat down with Dr. Dean Sicking, did a great interview with him. I wish I could find that interview. Maybe I'll try to track it down. But yeah, he invented the safer barriers down in Lincoln and gave us a little bit of a pinpoint of coolness for the NASCAR world. So hopefully he can get nominated into the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Well, it's a pretty big safety innovation that he came up with. So He definitely deserves a spot in there.
Absolutely. I think Greg Biffle was also nominated. He's the first NASCAR driver to win a Craftsman Truck Series and Xfinity Series championship. I think it's happened one or two more times since then.
Yeah, I know it's happened since then. But, yeah, he could never quite get to the cup level. He got close a couple times, but Never got that cup title.
Yep. So that's the new nominees.
Only two people?
Well, there was a bunch of them. I didn't feel like it was necessary to need to go through all of them if you wanted to.
No, that's fine. I was going to say, that's weird if they only nominated two.
Yeah. Eric Jones is not going to make the Dover race this weekend after being examined back home in North Carolina. I saw that he had a, was it a compound fracture in his back?
No, a compression fracture.
Compression fracture. Compound fracture would have been really bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He'd have never left the racetrack with a compound fracture except to go to the hospital right there, the closest hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, compound fracture the back. I'm going to say that's probably a 99%er that you're going to be paralyzed.
Yeah.
More than likely, you've severed your spinal cord at that point.
Compression fracture, however, much more recoverable.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I haven't seen if he expects to be out much longer, but he is at least going to be out this weekend at Dover. So we'll kind of wait and see how his progress happens and or how his recovery happens and if he's able to get back into the race car sometime soon.
Well, my guess is he'll be out 3 or 4 weeks.
I think so.
Yeah, I think. And then they'll hit the All-Star break so he can skip that and then come back for the 600. And he's already been given a waiver by NASCAR that if he misses 4 races, it's A-OK. He's still eligible for the championship, which they've always given to somebody hurt during the race.
Right.
And as speculation would have it, and it won't be speculation, he's going to be 100 points back of the cutoff mark. So when he gets back in the car, he will basically need to win to have a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah.
At least they came right out up front and threw that out there. They didn't wait until he came back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said he can take off what he needs to get healed. And when he comes back, he'll be eligible. But, you know, he's going to be in a win to move on type deal. So
hopefully he's able to get recovered quickly and we can get him back out to the racetrack soon. Alex Bowman set to make his 300 Cup Series start this weekend at Dover. Man, those starts really pile up quickly for some of these guys. You think Alex Bowman, he's, you know, 3-4 years into it, whatever. I don't know. He's almost at 9 seasons in.
Yeah, that would be a pretty close guess. Maybe 9 in a few races. But a lot of people don't realize that before he went to Hendrick, which I think was 7 years. I think he's got 7 years with Hendrick. He had a year's plus worth of starts scattered among other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fill in here, fill in there, ran a few races here, ran a few races there. Matter of fact, he might have had one whole season with a team and then was like relegated back into the Xfinity and then came back after a season in the Xfinity to Hendrick.
Mm.
Have to look that up, but I know he had a bunch of starts beforehand.
Okay, here we go. So in his 8 seasons with Hendrick Motorsports, 2016 and then 2018 to present, he has tallied 7 wins, 36 top 5 finishes, 84 top 10s, 4 poles, led 1,300 and some odd laps. 300 starts this weekend. That's a good career for him. We'll see what he can do the rest of this season. I don't have any other national news. Locally, unfortunately, we lost somebody. I wasn't real close with the Bryan family, so I'm not real informed on Nick's dad. Nick is a racer that I've called races for at Eagle several times. Bernie Bryan Jr., Nick's dad, passed away on Monday. So I know the Bryan family is definitely reeling from that loss. Want to make sure and send out our condolences. I'd heard, and there are definitely pictures on his profile and other profiles of him running a sprint car. And I just the little bit of research I've been doing, he's a big sprint car fan. So I imagine Joe Orth and Stan Caesar and those guys have got some great stories about Bernie Bryan. But wanted to make sure and send our condolences out to the Bryan family as they're dealing with that loss.
And well, the article that I saw about it and read, I think his wife had just passed away in January.
Oh, no. I did not see that.
You know, I'm sure there were several articles, but because it was an article they were talking, they were one of the big people that I think started or were involved with like the autograph days and the junior fan club type stuff.
So yeah, again, condolences go out to the Bryan family losing Bernie and dealing with that. So thoughts go out to those guys. Races this weekend. Eagle is set to kick off their season opener. I think Mini E is also set to kick off their season opener. Beatrice Speedway is doing their big season opener. They've thrown a bunch of money and prizes at this weekend's Joey Herget Memorial, featuring sport mods, stock cars, hobby stocks, sport compacts, and modifieds. But that's going to be a big race for those guys this coming Friday. Joey was apparently a big supporter of several racers around the area and of Beatrice Speedway. So if you're in the area, you want to go out and see a great tribute to an important person in the sport who lost his life earlier this year, highly suggest you run down to Beatrice and enjoy some great racing.
And the fact that we record on Thursday, they're probably getting ready. They might even be into the heats already at Stewart Speedway with their Dirt Crown race.
Yep.
And tonight, being Thursday night, I think Park Jefferson opens their season because they went to the Thursday night to help out the stock cars and stuff running at Denison and Harlan.
Yeah, Thursday night racing, compacts, hobbies, sport mods, stock cars, and looks like IMCA late models as a part of the Titans Clash. $1,000 to win for the IMCA late models. That was the same deal they were running up at Harlan a couple of weekends ago when I was up there.
Correct.
So racing starts at 7:30.
No regular modifieds, huh?
Looks like they're not running modifieds until May 16th.
Oh, okay.
Unless
so they
I'm
put
missing.
The modifieds on a limited schedule there.
Oh, they're going to – here it is. Now I'm seeing it. They're going to rotate between the modifieds and the late models.
Okay.
So mods 1 week, late models the next week. So get out to the racetrack this weekend, enjoy some great racing, and have yourself some fun. Let's get set for this weekend at Dover, the Cup Series race scheduled for Sunday at looks like 1 p.m. Central Time. This race last year ran April 30th, so a little bit later in the year than we are this year. Martin Truex ended up picking up the win. I believe his brother won the Xfinity Series race.
Might have been. That's where Martin Truex got his first win in Cup when he was driving for DEI.
Mm.
And he's always been kind of considered it. Inter New Hampshire is home track. And yeah, they used to run two races a year there. But I don't think they have now for 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure when they ended that. But
2019 was the last year they ran two races. But they did run, actually, looks like, am I seeing three races in 2020? Or maybe they ran, obviously 2020 was the COVID year. But I see a May of 2020. And then I think it was scheduled for May and it must have got delayed. But they did a doubleheader.
Yeah, the May race was probably pushed back because that was so close to when they actually started racing. Remember, they took several weeks off and then yeah. came up with a schedule.
Yep.
So that race was probably part of the doubleheader then.
Yeah. So 2019 was the last time on the schedule for it. Say that again.
They still had two races then in 2020. Just said they had a doubleheader, so they still would have had two races in 2020.
Yeah, I guess I said 2019 was the last scheduled one. 2020 was kind of a fix of the schedule.
No, they would have had two races. They would have had May and a fall race, but the May one got moved, so I ended up with a doubleheader.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it was originally scheduled to be May and then August, and they moved the May one to the day before the originally scheduled August one.
Right.
Okay. I'm on the same page now. Anywho,
they probably lost that first race due to COVID with everything being rescheduled. You know, I went to Kansas Speedway on a Thursday night for a Cup race.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and I just realized today, man, talk about the calendar sneaking up on you. Kansas is next weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, sneaking up on me. So anyways, back to the 2023 Dover results. Martin Truex Jr. gets the win. Ross Chastain, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Denny Hamlin, top five. Then Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, Josh Berry, who was filling in the 48 car. And then Josh Berry rounds out the top 10. Excuse me. Bad Days 4, Kyle Larson 32nd, Joey Logano 31st, Kyle Busch 21st, Kevin Harvick 19th. Stage 1 winner was William Byron. Stage 2 winner was Ross Chastain. Truex finished 9th in Stage 1, 4th in Stage 2, and then ended up winning the race 49 points on the day. But he ended up coming in, what, 5th in points for the day? William Byron scored 52 points. Ross Chastain scored 51. Ryan Blaney scored 50. And then Martin Truex Jr. scored 49.
And if I'm not mistaken, you talked about Harvick ending up like 19th. Wasn't he a few laps down?
He was one lap down.
Only one. I just remembered a bunch of those guys right in there about 20th all ended up a lap or two down because they got caught in a pit cycle.
Well, and he was the first car. He was the last car one lap down. So he finished 19th. Harrison Burton right behind him was 398 of 400. So he might have gotten his
in front of him were one lap down.
7, 9.
So there's like 10 cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, 7 cars, 12 cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them there late in the race. And I don't mean real late, like with 20 laps to go, but, you know, with 80 laps to go or something, a bunch of them had made a pit stop under green and a caution came out and they all got trapped a lap down.
Yeah. All right. This race 2 years ago, Chase Elliott ended up getting the win. By the way, it was ran on Sunday, May 1st, about the same time frame of 2022. Chase Elliott gets the win. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. second, Ross Chastain third, Christopher Bell fourth, Alex Bowman top 5. Then it was Larson, Kyle Busch, Chris Buescher, Kevin Harvick, and Eric Jones, your top 10. Big points getter for the day was your winner, Chase Elliott, second in stage 1, 10th in stage 2, 50 points on the day. Looks like Kyle Busch ended up leading the most laps with 103 of the 400. Then Ross Chastain led 86. Denny Hamlin, who finished 21st, he won stage 1, led 67 laps, didn't finish in the top 10 in stage 2.
And what year was this race?
22.
Okay, so the old car and everything else, because I'm going to say Chase Elliott didn't win a race last year.
Yeah. All right, this Sunday's race, like I mentioned, the Worth 400 at Dover set to go off Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Time. Make sure to get your picks in on time. If you got any issues or any questions, make sure to send me an email, frontstretchpodcast@gmail.com. As long as you get your picks in before the green flag waves, we will count it. And Dirk usually sends me a text message of when the green flag waved because he knows I'm too busy pouring that vodka soda.
Yeah, it's, this is one of my favorite races. I always like going and working that track because to me it's very high banked. It's very fast. Reminds me, I always said it looked like Bristol on steroids. And the first time I was there was also the first time Brendan Gaughan was there. And I knew that. And after the first practice, I went up and talked to him. And I said, what's that like out there? And he goes, I'm good for 2.5 laps. I said, what? He goes, I can hold my breath that long. He goes, literally, when you go down into turn 1 or down into turn 3, and the drop into the banking, he goes, you feel like you're jumping off a 3-story building. It just sets you right down in the seat. He goes, it's quite a sensation.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could picture it too was being, you know, a 16-year-old kid or 17-year-old kid in high school and being out over a country road and going 90 miles an hour over, you know, a crest of a hill or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
the only story I have compared to that is my uncle when – I told him that I started working at Eagle Raceway. He used to race midgets out at Eagle every once in a while. And he went and raced a full-size sprint car one time. And the last piece of advice he got, the whoever's car he was driving, I should ask him more questions now that I've got a little bit better history there. But leaned in and said, don't forget to breathe. And he said he thought, that's awful strange to say that. But gets out there, runs wide open for a little while, and all of a sudden things kind of started going black and he realized he forgot to breathe.
Yeah. Yep. That's one of them things he's got to do.
Yep. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. I think we're going to have a special guest for you guys next Tuesday. We will let you know more about that as we get closer to that. But as always, make sure to get your picks in on time for the Rick Haven Ridge Pick'ems contest. And don't forget to get out to the racetrack and support local racing. For Dirk Houston, I'm Dan Taylor. This has been The Front Stretch presented by Joe's Karting.